Welcome, everyone, to Freedom Law School's weekly conference call on this September 20th, 2018. This is Peyman Mutahede, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, and your host for this weekly program. Every Thursday night, folks, I conduct these weekly conference calls in which I educate you about an important issue of your rights, your freedom, your property, and how to live free of oppressive taxation and control by knowing the law, knowing your rights, knowing the U.S. Constitution, and the proper procedures you need to know and assert to live free now. Folks, I've been saying for over 25 years that there is no law requiring the average American to file income tax, but we'll talk about that later on. Tonight, we're going to focus on the topic of did you file for an extension or did you file a quarterly 1040 tax form? You know, many people, you know, they file for an extension on April 15th and till October 15th to get more time to file the 1040 income tax confession form. And, well, here we are, folks, less than a month away from that deadline. What should you do? What are your options? What is the smartest, safest thing for you to do? Every year this happens, so you found the right call, folks. If that's what you want to know, I'm going to tell you tonight exactly what the situation is, what it means, what are your options, what are your risks, problems, rewards, how to minimize risk and problems and make it work for you. Same kind of answer really applies to did you file a 1040 quarterly forms? You know, people have estimated payments. If you've done that, and it's coming up now, estimated payments, you know, what could you be doing now that you're in a situation? So, before I get to that, I want to invite you all to be sure to go to Freedom Law School's website at livefreenow.org. And there, right on the front page, be sure to request your free freedom education package in which you will learn about the law and your rights that I discussed so you can start living free and start living a little bit more of a prosperous life like you are meant to have. You see, folks, most Americans live paycheck to paycheck. And very often people buy groceries with their credit cards and end up paying about 20% interest on the groceries that you buy to survive. You become a slave of the big banks, credit card companies, that way. But that's not the way it's supposed to be, folks. America was conquered. And only really, people start selling in America in the 1600s. So in over just 400 plus years, this continent has over 300 million people living here. There was hardly anybody here, except some Indians, very low population of Indians. And America has everything, folks, has natural resources, great weather, various kinds of weather, great soil, various kinds. And it sure became, by the beginning of the 20th century, America had become the most powerful economic country in the whole world. And the world still dominated by the United States of America as the most powerful nation on earth by far. So that being the case, why are the American people like you living paycheck to paycheck in debt to your credit cards? I talked to so many people, oh, 5,000 of my credit cards, $40,000 on my credit cards. Why? Because you were robbed, you were deceived by the deep state, stealing your money out of your paycheck, deceiving you into setting your money away to fund the deep state and their allies, the big banks, the big corporation, the Communist Party, also known as the Democratic Party, and also the Republicans in name only, the establishment Republicans, that for decades and decades have run this country from the great heights they reached in the early 20th century. Now they're taking it down and down. Which is why, of course, we got this president, Donald Trump. The American people did not trust, you know, any of the Republican candidates, including my favorite Senator Rand Paul, son of the great congressman Ron Paul. They voted for an outsider, Donald Trump. And of course, they did not vote for that murderous, bisexual, lying, deceptive, top criminal, Hillary Rotten Killington. And the whole people in power establishment is in shock. Their outsider is there, a real American who doesn't need the job. He's a billionaire already. He can live all the fancy stuff he wants. He has gold-plated rooms. He's just doing the job for free to make America great again. They're shocked. And Freedom Law School is joining hands, folks, with you, the American people, who want to get our country back to freedom, to do something about it, positive, by knowing about the law and your rights and what you can and you should do. And we want to free you of this robbery that's going on called the federal income tax, so that you get to keep your money that lawfully belongs to you. Yes, the money that belongs to you, that causes you not to be able to eat good foods. People tell me all the time, oh, I can't afford grass-fed beef. I can only buy the cheap stuff at the supermarket. Why? Because you've been robbed. I cannot afford good things for my children. Why? Because you've been robbed out of your paycheck. Or deceived to send your money in before even things start. So let's talk about this whole tax situation. What should you do if you have been sending quarterly payments? If you've asked for an extension? Well, let's look at the law, folks. Let's look at the law and see what the law says and what is the options available to you. Let's go to livefreenow.org, Freedom Law School's website. Remember, as always, get your tablet, smartphone, personal computer in front of you, ready to go reading on the internet, folks. The revolution of internet, folks, allows us to find so much more information so easily on the internet. And Freedom Law School's website at livefreenow.org is your starting point. Go there and go down on our education materials tab. And as you go down there, go to the down to the income tax reward. Okay. If you've not seen our $300,000 income tax reward, you have not watched this 2-minute video about Freedom Law School's $300,000. Income tax reward. You need to do that tonight. Read it and then scroll down and see that a law professor from one of the most prestigious law schools in America, from George Washington University Law School, Professor Jonathan R. Siegel, made a claim on Freedom Law School's $300,000 income tax reward. Because I say, what? Three things upset for 19 years with this reward. One, no law requires the average American like you and me to file and pay the federal income tax. Two, when you fill out the 1040 form, you give up your right to be silent and the IRS management, deep state, and the crooked lawyers of the U.S. Department of Injustice will use that confession form against you to put you in prison. Have you seen lately what's been going on, folks? They got this George Papadopoulos, a little, volunteer with Donald Trump campaign. They got him for lying to the FBI. There's a law, 18 U.S.C. 1001. It says if you lie to the federal government, it's a felon. You can go to prison. Well, that's what he did. He's going to jail for that. General Mike Flynn, who was, again, one of Donald Trump's people, he supposedly lied to the government, and he pled guilty. He's going to go to jail. Okay. Well, guess what? Your 1040 income tax confession form that you fill out every year is the same thing. Every time you fill it out, give it to the IRS, and then you can use it against you. And of course, the income tax, supposedly the deep state claim, was allowed on American people's livelihoods because of the alleged claimed ratification of the 16th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution in 1913. And that is a lie. Absolute fraud. It gave Congress no new taxing powers, and it was never ratified anyhow. So you go read that challenge that Dr., this Professor Siegel, he's a juris doctor, made about this reward, and you see that analysis, how I just shred his arguments to pieces. And I talked to him a few months ago. He said that he never got my last response. Well, I sent it to him again about 10 days ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, invited him to try again, give it another shot at the reward. He hasn't called me back or emailed me. But I'm going to call him again for you folks. But meanwhile, this law professor cannot provide the law that requires you to file income tax. Why? There is a law that says if you lie to the federal government, you're going to go to prison. I'll show you right now. Go on your computer, on your browser, your internet browser, whether you use Chrome, Safari, whatever it is, Firefox. Bring up a tab and type this 18 space, number 18 space, USC space, 1001, and hit enter. Okay, and a bunch of websites come out giving you a copy of the law. Usually, Cornell Law School website comes up, law.cornell.edu. You can click on that. That's fine. Put your mouse on that, right click on that, and open that link in a new tab. And there's a law, folks. I can point out to the specific law that says if you lie to the federal government, it's a crime. Read it, folks. Whoever in any manner, in any matter, within the jurisdiction of the executive, legislative, or judicial branch of the government of the United States, knowingly and willfully falsifies, conceals, or covers up, right? Blah, 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 blah. It says all right there. Okay? And it says that, shall be fined and imprisoned not more than 5 years. 5 years, folks, maximum for one lie. There's a law for it. But there is no law requiring you or me to file income tax. And nobody can show it. Not this law professor and none of the IRS employees and managers and lawyers, yes, who've been supervising the IRS employees spying on Payman Motahede, the president of Freedom Law School since 1993, folks. For a quarter of a century, I got documentation. They've been spying on me continuously. None of them have ever attempted to come forward and try to claim Freedom Law School's $300,000 reward, because this is a source of their power, their money, their livelihood. It bails out the big banks, the globalists, the corporations. They own the both major political parties, the bureaucrats. You know, many of them could not get a job at a, you know, that's why they're there at a regular job, or have their own business. That's why they're doing working for the government. So that's what they feed their jobs, their well-paying jobs, their pensions. And so the fraud is there for you to see for yourself. If you go down further, you'll see the speech of my student, former gun-carrying IRS special agent with the IRS's own criminal investigation division named Joseph Bannister. He was one of the guys, and he put in 5 years four small business owners in prison because he thought he was getting tax cheats. He honestly believed that. That's why he did that. He was given a gun and a badge. And when he contacted me in 1997, and I educated him about all this with some other individuals, he eventually wrote a book in 1998, which I proofread and published for him, and he gave it to superiors of the IRS to refute. The book went to Washington, D.C., to the headquarters of the IRS's Criminal Investigation Division office. And instead of refuting Joe Bannister's conclusions about the IRS lying to the American people, robbing the American people in violation of the law and the Constitution, they just invited him to resign. You don't like it? Fine. Just get out of here, boy. You listen to us, whatever we tell you. We're the deep state. Folks, just look what's going on right now. What's been going on is that you have the corrupt, under Obama, Loretta Lynch, Attorney General, FBI Chief Comey, CIA Chief Brennan, the intelligence community guy Clapper, and their underlings. All these people, McKay, Rosenstein, just a bunch of these guys. They all are in cahoots to keep the apple cart going. Folks, let's face it. America is a socialist country. We become a communist nation. The communists, the apartheid, have taken over. With apartheid, government workers, the communists who run the community. The people in government run things. There's way too many of these guys who run things rather than you being allowed, as they're supposed to run your life. So Joe Bannister has never been refuted by the government ever, even though he came out to many debates to Washington, D.C., from California, where he lived, to debate the government. And you see below that video a speech of him at the National Press Club in 1999, shown on C-SPAN 2, on national TV. You see underneath that the speech of this nonprofit foundation, Bob Schultz, who took Joe Bannister to D.C. to debate the government about the income tax fraud. He puts it all together, the story of Joe Bannister confronting the IRS, his former bosses, about the income tax fraud. And you see a documentary at the bottom of that page called America, Freedom to Fascism, by the late Aaron Russo, a good friend of mine who I've known since 1994, who passed away, you know, a few years ago of cancer. So you need to watch this stuff, folks. Do your own homework. These guys are hiding on the cover of darkness and hide behind the skirt of their fellow government employees called the judges. Did you hear about Donald Trump, folks? This foreign intelligence surveillance court, FISA court, that approved the spying on Donald Trump. Four times they approved these government lawyers going there to spy on Donald Trump. And the Department of Injustice crooks, you know, signed on these applications. And there's no, of course, nobody on the other side to argue for the target of the, you know, of this, you know, say you should not spy on me. You cannot do that. It's a one-way, a one-sided court. Did you hear that these crooked, wimpy, rubber stamp FISA judges did not even hold a hearing? Did not even ask one question of their fellow apartheid government workers in the U.S. Department of Injustice. Not one. Not one of them said, wait a minute, this guy, Carter Page, you're spying on. He is an associate of Donald Trump. I'm going to be spying on people on the Trump Tower. Well, Trump is there. He's there. Republican candidate. We're going to be spied on him effectively. Let's sit down and ask a couple of questions. Nah, they just trust their buddies, the federal lawyers in the U.S. Department of Injustice. So this corruption you're hearing on TV, on Fox News, and alternative media on the internet, it's not just the FBI, CIA, you know, DOJ, it's also the crooked judges. The entire establishment is absolutely mad as hell that they're going to lose their power to Americans because a billionaire American who never held office, doesn't need the job, is there and standing up for the average person versus the billionaires, banksters who run the system. So, go down to the bottom of this page, folks, which shows here, click here to educate Congress. In blue font, big blue font, click here to educate Congress. Do that, and you'll come to this page that says, educate Congress about the income tax fraud and importance of their oath to uphold the U.S. Constitution. Folks, this relates to your issue, your dilemma, whether you're going to file by October 15th or not. This goes directly into that, folks. I'll get there. I'm putting the pieces together for you. Be patient. So here, first, I explain to you why every government employee, federal or state, by the way, but we're talking about federal here, before they can work for you, the American people, because they all work for you, folks. Okay? They're public servants. You are the members of the public, and they're your servants, remember? They all must take an oath to uphold and defend the U.S. Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Yes, domestic enemies of the Constitution. Like James Comey, right? Clapper, like Rosenstein, these names you've been hearing, right? You're supposed to out these guys and fight them and expose them. Donald Trump had to do it, so does every congressman, judge, IRS, FBI, DOJ employee. But when they get in there, great numbers of them just simply ignore that oath. They just go along with the game in Washington, D.C., the District of Criminals. Washington, D.C., folks, was originally a swampland, totally swampy. They took the water out of it, and they built in that 10 square mile the White House and other government offices. Yep, full of swampy creatures, and now they've been replaced by a new brand of swampy creatures. Corrupt politicians, corrupt bureaucrats, corrupt judges, corrupt government people, and lobbyists. So I've done some conference calls on this subject, folks. You can you see in front of you here. Listen to those, because I will get into the subject in more detail. Do your homework, folks, and listen to these conference calls. But to make it short, get to the point, as you scroll down past the video of Donald Trump taking his oath to uphold and defend the U.S. Constitution, and after that moment he became officially the President of the United States, not before, after he took that oath, he became President. So what you want to do, folks, is educate and confront your congressman to get back our government, to represent you, the American people. See, what happens, folks, most politicians, folks, unfortunately, you know, spend half their time raising money for the next re-election campaign. Yet, if you don't believe me, here, open up another tab, folks, okay, of livefreenow.org, okay? Go to livefreenow.org. That's a pretty, go on the education materials once again. Go down near the bottom to how to stop income tax withholding tab. Click on that. Now, that's another issue we cover another time on the other commerce calls. But if you go down on that page, okay, and then you go to the sample alert to your congressman, folks, you can click on that. And you go down and you see near the bottom of that letter, okay, the last highlighted blue text, three paragraphs at the bottom, where it says it has been reported that politicians spend half of their working day calling potential donors for their re-election advertising campaign. Put your mouse on that, folks. Right-click on that and open that link in the new tab and read it. You see an article here, folks, December 6, 2017. Okay. Call time for Congress shows fundraising dominates bleak work life. Okay. This is reported all over the media. This, you know, that they spent half the time calling people to get reelected. So who do they really represent in Washington, D.C.? The American people. You and me. Or the people that give them money to advertise to you that they're the good guys versus the other guy that actually could be the better guy but does not have the money to advertise himself to you in mailers, in TV commercials. That's how it works in reality, unfortunately. The moneyed people own our politicians. And it's our job, your job, my job, all to educate our representatives in government that, no matter what, you have to live up by your oath to the Constitution and represent with the people. So these, we'll have on this, go back to the other page, folks, we had on the Educate Congress page, and have the downloads. You see under the download section, there's a redress of grievance letter. This redress of grievance letter is what I want you to print out and send it to your two U.S. senators and your House member, collectively called your congressman, all three of them. And the things there are the attachments, okay, are the material you should add, which basically is a story of Joe Bannister, the former Irish special agent. How come the IRS never answered him when he was an IRS employee? Showed him the law that requires Americans to file income tax. How come they never showed the law to Joe Bannister when he left the IRS and flew from California to D.C. to debate this issue with the IRS and U.S. government? How come they indicted Joe Bannister for tax crimes in November of 2004, the commissioner of IRS, the head of the IRS, talked about Joe Bannister personally. Yes, the press release is right there. I mean, IRS indicts over 2,000 people a year, and Joe Bannister had the honor of being mentioned by the head of the entire IRS personally. That means they knew him at the very highest levels of deep state IRS leadership. We're going to get that guy. Get Joe. Put him in jail. But they never charged Joe Bannister for not having filed 1040 income tax confession forms, even though he publicly stated at Freedom Law School's March 1999 Freedom Rally that he will not file any more 1040 forms beyond for year 1998, which he had agreed to do with his wife already. And he had not filed any more 1040 income tax confession forms. Well, of course, the IRS knows that. They could have charged him, hey, Joe, you didn't file and pay income tax, so we're going to put you in trial for that and convict you because there is a law, of course. Everybody knows that. You're going to go to jury. Jury will put you in jail for not having filed and paid the income tax. But the IRS didn't do that. They didn't do that, folks. They try to hook him up with somebody else, Al Thompson. Al Thompson did some wrong, stupid things. They tried to tie Joe to him because Joe did some refund claim of taxes for Al Thompson. And because of that and a little talk he gave about his experience with the IRS, with those two things alone, the government tried to claim that Joe was in a conspiracy with Al Thompson to rip off the U.S. government. Ooh, conspiracy to rip off the U.S. government. Ooh, conspiracy to be a tax cheat. Ooh, you are a terrible, bad guy. And without ever Joe giving any testimony at all in front of the jury acquitted Joe Bannister. Because he did nothing wrong. And since then, the IRS has not tried to put Joe Bannister in prison for having not filed and paid income tax. Why not? Hey, if there's a law, why don't you put this guy in jail? He's a poster child for the tax honesty movement. Why doesn't the IRS management, deep state, shut him up? And yours truly here, I have not filed and paying income tax since 1993. And before that, I did 2 years with my ex-wife back in the late 80s, and that's it. And the IRS knows that well. They've spied on me, and about 9 years ago, they told me they had about 8,000 pages on me at that time, which took them a year and a half to filter through and dodge and ask for more time to not give it to me because they, you know, it would expose their methods, you know, like national security, criminal investigation exception, they say. Well, you did all that. They gave me less than 1,000 pages. Much of it was not even given to me. Whited out, blacked out. They know about Freedom Law School. They know about me, folks. IRS does. They spy on me all the time. I assume it. They don't try to put me in jail or Joe Bannister. So we're not afraid of going to jail. And I've been doing it for, you know, over 25 years. So, why are you afraid? Because you shouldn't be. If you follow in the footsteps of Joe Bannister and Freedom Law School, all you have to do is to send this material to your congressman, all three of them, your two U.S. senators and your House member. That cover letter is there for you. The redress of grievance letter is you have a grievance. You have a complaint. You want redress of that complaint. You want to fix it. You have them to fix it for you. And that right, by the way, folks, is guaranteed to you by the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. The same amendment that guarantees your right to free speech. Your right to exercise the religion of your choice. People have heard about those, right? Protects your right of a press to be free. Your right to assemble with like-minded people and talk about things. It also guarantees your right to be able to go to government and complain about things, and they cannot punish you. They cannot punish you and make it a crime. So you don't have to worry about, oh, they're going to come get me because they're by congressman. No, they cannot do that, period, end of story. So do your civic duty and your right, exercise it, and your duty and write to them to bring about change by confronting these public servants to actually serve the public, serve us, we the people. And at the same time, if they decide to take you to a jury for not having filed and paid income tax, you have all this to take to the jury, just like Joe Barrister would have. Joe Barrister would have all of this except the letter that I wrote for you, all the other documentation I have here. He would have presented this stuff, most of it, to the jury. The U.S. Today ads, the videos that I showed you folks, those videos also. He just showed all those videos that I want you to watch, those four videos. He just showed out to the jury. The U.S. Today ads of We the People Foundation to American people to expose income tax fraud. That after several ads, File USA said, no more ads for you. We don't want your money. All that would have gone before the jury for Joe, for me. And now they can go before the jury for you. What that means, folks, is if a U.S. Department of Justice lawyer, a U.S. attorney, is dumb enough, foolish enough, to want to come after you, take you before the jury, you get to bring this stuff to the jury and educate 12 fellow Americans about the deep state in the IRS management and U.S. Department of Injustice, that they are the real criminals. You get to turn the table around on them the same way President Donald Trump has been able to turn the table around on the deep state, who claimed that, you know, Trump is a puppet of Russian leader Putin. They have a dirt on Trump. They control him. And he is colluding with the Russians to sell out America to the Russians. That whole, you know, canard lie fraud. And the top levels of Obama administration, all the way up to Obama. Let's not make no mistake. Obama was on the gig too, folks. So was Hillary Clinton. Hillary was the first one public to bring it up. Remember, in one of the debates, Hillary brought up, oh, he's just, you know, he's doing this for the Russians. And Donald Trump said, oh, watch him pivot to the Russians now. At that time, he had no idea that Hillary was giving all this dirt to her buddies in the FBI and the U.S. Department of Injustice to try to make Donald Trump look bad. But they all knew it. That was going on. He turned around on all this stuff. Now it's coming out. This is the biggest scandal that's been exposed in the U.S. government in history. Folks, really, I'm not kidding you. This is really, it's exciting, folks, to see the crooks being exposed more and more and more. Everything is coming out every day. More new stuff comes out. Folks, that's what Joe Barrister and I and We the People Foundation, we all did in the late 90s and early 2000 years, folks. The record is there for you, just like the record of the deep state attacking Donald Trump, and now they've been exposed, and these people deserve to, and hopefully many, many, many of them will go serve long prison sentences. Comey, Brennan, Lynch, Rosenstein, McCabe, these guys all deserve long prison sentences for so many crimes, including treason. They're trying to literally do a coup d'etat, not a military coup d'etat, but a legal coup d'etat against the democratically elected president of the United States. But guess what? Since going back to around times of, you know, World War II, the deep state have been working and successfully enslaved the American people by misapplying the federal income tax to the American people, even though the income tax was really written and applied to foreigners, to Mexicans, Canadians, other foreigners who have money, income from the United States. That's how the law is fundamentally written. And if you go live and make money out abroad, if you go live in Japan, make money there, they tax you for that. The law was written for those. Not for you as American working here. Give them the big part of your money, 20, 30, 40% of your money to the thieves in the deep state. So now you're in poverty. You live paycheck to paycheck on your credit cards. That's not a government by, of, and for we the people, is it? So what you want to do is send these letters out as soon as you can to your congressman. They're here for free. Please, take them, send them out for free. Download it all. Download the videos, put them on a CD, okay? And put the documents, and, you know, print out the documents, okay? Don't just put them on a document, on a hard drive. Print them out. Why? Because if you sit on a hard flash drive, they're not going to open it up, read it. They cannot simply just flip it open and read it. But you sit on this paperwork that we have here, 50 pages or so. They can write their flip with, oh, wow, this is what it is, right there. It takes up space on their table. They'll have to eventually at least look through it a little bit. Somebody. So ink and paper printing is very cheap these days. You have a printer in your home. Sound like 40, 50 years ago. You know, print it out. Send it out to them. Send it out to your congressman. Exercise your right here for free. Now, I know people forget about it. They don't do it. They get busy. They don't want to take care of the details. Oh, I don't know. I don't want to take the time and hassle to download the videos. Videos are very important. Burn them on a CD. Make a nice CD cover. That looks good. Write the label on it. So in a way that doesn't look cheap and cheesy, you know. You don't want to do that? Well, and no, guess what? I have a solution for you. Make it easy for you. Very inexpensively. Help you write this letter to your congressman and educate you about the U.S. Constitution, the law, your rights, court procedures, IRS procedures, practical knowledge and things you want to know to do or avoid and not to do. Go to Freedom Law Schools under our livefreenow.org website under course packages, okay? Double-click on the course packages, and you're going to get to see all of our freedom packages, but go down to the third one from the top called the Beginner's Freedom Package and click on that. When you click on the Beginner's Freedom Package, again, you see conference calls telling you more about that in more detail, what it is in there. Check out those conference calls if you want to learn more about the Beginner's Freedom Package. But basically what you're seeing here, folks, Freedom Law School will provide you 5 copies of the DVDs, like each of these DVDs I mentioned to you, and a U.S. Today ad, and your barrister's report, a book on income tax, and our course called A Practical Road to Freedom from Oppressive Taxation and Control Level 1, which is a great course of 20 hours of audio, 200 plus pages of paperwork, and an hour and a half of video, and some other material by other organizations. Good stuff you're going to want to have. All of that, and Freedom Law School will prepare those letters for you Those DVDs are, folks, are professionally done with a nice, beautiful cover with, you know, a nice video box, beautiful color cover. So it gets respect and attention when it goes to your congressman's office. Does not look like a cheesy something I just copied at my home, you know, off my own computer. It looks professionally done. It shows you took the time and money to get the material done properly and the trouble and expense to send it out to all three of your congressmen. See, that shows commitment on your part. That shows intent. That shows belief. You believe in what you're doing. You mean it. This is not a game to you, and it comes through here. Freedom Law School will prepare it all for you, and even will mail it for you. Freedom Law School pays the postage even. Put it all in the box on your behalf. You sign the paperwork. And all this is only $900, less than $1,000. It's all there, folks. So this is something you can do for free on your own if you want, no problem. Or get the Freedom Law School $900 package and a lot more to get with it. That you can do that too. And if you want to look at other options, well, if you go back to the previous menu on our Freedom Packages, the Simple Freedom Package also includes this, the package listed above, the Beginner's Freedom Package, that includes that as well. So does the Royal Freedom Package, a top-of-the-line package that everybody wants. It includes a lot more, like all the responses done to get the IRS off your back. Everything. Anytime they come after you in any kind of a letter situation, Freedom Law School will do it for you at no extra charge. Just keep up your membership. Okay, up $6,000 to start. And $4,000 second year thereafter. And, you know, $4,500 for Californians. By the way, while we're at it, I should let you all know the Royal Freedom Package, first year membership, which has been $6,000 a year for many years, after being $5,000 for many years in 2001, it's going to go up February 1st, 2019, to $7,000. So you've been thinking about getting the Royal Freedom Package, delaying it, putting it off, folks. Don't delay longer. It's going to cost you more. And all of these courses, the Freedom Packages, you can put half down or a third down and make payment on all of them. You can get the Beginner's Freedom Package for $300 and make a payment. The Royal Freedom Package for $2,000 and make payment under the old price of $6,000 for the first year that we're still under before February 2019. Okay? So you want to get this stuff out to congressmen. And then, here's your thing. Do you want to file that 1040 form by October 15th? You can. If you want to, you can. But why would you want to do that? If you're an independent contractor, business owner, self-employed, professional, commission person, you know, why would you want to do that? You know, why would you want to fill out the confession from an old more money to the IRS? If you're an employee and they stole money out of your paycheck and you try to get some money back that they stole from you, some of that, a little bit of it back, that's why most people file 1040 forms, folks. Because they've been reduced to slaves. You've been reduced to a slave as an employee. And a part of your money is stolen out of your paycheck. And you try to get simply some of that stolen money back. That's why you file the 1040 income tax confession form. Well, if you had the money, if you were due a refund, you probably would have filed already by April 15th. But you didn't do that by April 15th. So that would tell me that, you're probably going to owe them money if you follow the 1040 income tax confession form, which doesn't really apply to you anyways. So why do that? Why make yourself poor while you feed and empower your enemies by giving them money. Does that make any sense? Isn't that the most ridiculous thing you ever heard? That you empower your enemy while you make yourself poorer and weaker. Oh, because I'm afraid I'm going to go to jail if I don't. Well, guess what? Freedom laws will solve that problem for you. That excuse is no longer there. You're not going to go to jail, folks, if you do this stuff properly. Okay, in fact, let me show you under education materials, folks. Go out to our website again, livefreenow.org. On education materials, go down to eye-opening education. Okay? And scroll down on that page. We're going to go down a while longer, okay? And now, when you go down on there, you'll see you go down to article. You go about, after the green click stuff. You know, it says in blue, IRS continues to jail tax return filers. Okay? And so click on that. Okay? And it takes you to that page. The IRS continues to jail tax return filers. Now, in that article, I show you IRS's own numbers that the IRS puts in prison about 2,200 people a year in prison, roughly. About 2,200. And over 90% of them are filers. Over 90%, according to the IRS own numbers, not me. I don't say it. They say it. This is the IRS own website links you see on this page. Only less than 200 people, non-filers, are put in jail. But guess what? If you've done your work, like I've shown you, you're not going to be one of those go to jail because you are prepared to turn the table on the crooks and show that the deep state is them. They are the criminals, the U.S. attorney in that courtroom. And the IRS special agent that trying to put you in jail, they're the crooks. They're not going to want to come after you because you're going to expose them. They rather go after some unprepared, cheap patriot who's into patriot mythology. See, if you think that sovereign state citizenship, UCC, non-statutory courts, common law courts, you're not naming not corporate debt, fictional entity, straw man, redemption, not using zip code on your mail, being a national citizen, you know, all these other, you know, be out of the jurisdiction system kind of arguments, they would love to get you because they know how to get you. You're not defending those arguments easily before the court and the jury. They love to get you. If you're cheap and you don't get anything like, do this, what I showed you. Don't spend all the time and get this free material downloaded off your computer, what I showed you, to send your congressman. It's going to cost you a few bucks to print it from your computer, put some DVDs together, mail it out, the postage, everything, you know. Even do it, if you do it yourself, it's going to cost you maybe, under $100. If you don't want to do that or pay Freedom Law School $900 to do it for you, you're being cheap, you make a great target. They'll love to get you because they you have no defense. They get to keep your defense from the eyes of the 12 innocent American jurors who will mistakenly put you in prison because you did not get to educate them because the judge and the government lawyer conspired and did not let you show the law that you believed in, relied upon to the jury. They will not let you show the law of the jury unless you do it the way I'm showing you, folks. So if you do it the right way, you will not be one of those going to jail. You'll be like me and Joe Barrister. So you don't have to worry about going to jail. That's gone. So the only thing you might have to worry about, the IRS may come take some of my money and take this and that. Well, guess what? Guess what? Again, if you're in a patriot mythology, you follow all this silly arguments that you're a sovereign state citizen. Yeah, no jurisdiction over you. It's just straw man. You're naming it all capital letters. It's not you. But all the silly stuff, they come take your stuff easily. Because your challenges simply will not work, automatically lose. Then they come with your bank account, paycheck, home, take it all with practically no fight for you. Because it's not, you're not putting up a fight. Because it's not a fight at all. But if you're cheap, say, I don't want to pay anybody. Well, I start paying Freedom Law School anything. I don't need them. And oh, I'll join Freedom Law School when I need them. Not now. I'm fine now. Why start paying anything to Freedom Law School? I'm good. So you wait. 6 months from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now, then the IRS is after you. Then they try to take your paycheck, bank account, things, and they come to Freedom Law School. Oh, Paymon, I've listened to conference calls many times over the years. I've known about you. Oh, please help me. Please help me. I have no money to pay you then because they're taking my paycheck. They emptied my bank account. And what am I going to say? You know, folks, I don't have any government funding or big corporate sponsor to pay for the work to defend you. This all happens because of other wonderful patriots like the Founding Fathers pitched in to the fight. The Founding Fathers pitched in, every one of them, some money or their life on the line. Some Founding Fathers paid for shoes for the soldiers, bullets for the soldiers, clothing for the soldiers, supported the soldier's wife and children while he was out fighting the war. That's right. Some Founding Fathers just gave money, and that was great. We needed that. And some other Founding Father members were out there taking the bullets. And some of them, like George Washington, and others, like Patrick Henry, were at the forefront fighting the war. But they all joined hands together. Right now, Freedom Law School is the only organization I know who's effectively putting you guys together, giving you a chance to work together in sync. Folks, I'm only 55 years old. I started when I was 29 years old. Freedom Law School is really just getting going, because now Freedom Law School has a track record of success unmatched by any organization ever in the history of the tax honesty movement, going all the way back to World War II. So you come into Freedom Law School, folks, after many years of successes and mistakes and improvements, ready to just really go gangbusters, folks, and do a lot better for you than I could have done 10, 15 years ago, truly. I wish I know the stuff I know 10, 15 years ago, but I didn't, because I keep getting better. Freedom Law School gets better. So that's what you want to get these. Consider, folks, go back to our course packages, get the simple freedom package or the royal freedom package, so you're not a lone wolf. The lone wolf eventually loses. You want to be a pack of wolves. There's going to be a pack of us to back each other up through Freedom Law School, the simple or the royal freedom packages. Look into those. If you kind of start with them in full, start in part. If you cannot get them in part, start with beginner's freedom package I just showed you. It's only $300 and make payments on the other $600. You can all afford that. You can't come up with that? Go get a part-time job. I mean it. I don't want to hear no excuses. You don't have even $300 you're going to save up. You can all do that. Okay? Not get the course called A Practical Road to Freedom. That first course, for $320, send $100, I'll send the course to you. You can make payments on the rest. Even if you're on Social Security, disability, something like that, you can even afford that stuff. So don't tell me it costs too much. You don't have the money. There's no excuse. Don't be foolish. Be smart. Get started educating yourself. Take an action. Build your defenses all at the same time. And come October 15th, you just have another day. You enjoy with your family. So you send on April 15th a letter to the IRS asking for more time to look into the situation of filing. But guess what? You did your homework during that time and verified for yourself that you are not required to file income tax. You wrote to your congressman about it. None of them corrected you. None of them disputed you in any way. They don't, folks. Not yet. They can't. They cannot dispute you because you have the law on your side. So you go on confidently forward from here. Take action to free yourself. And at the same time, you are working with like-minded, freedom-loving patriots like yourself to return America to we the people. Folks, I hope to see the day that we no longer have income tax on any American what you make for a living, period. Just like our third president, Jefferson, had. At the end of his presidency, Jefferson said, my greatest accomplishment is no internal taxes. No tax on tobacco, on whiskey, nothing. The federal government was funded by tax on imports and land sales. And folks, guess what? The U.S. government could be easily 90% smaller than it is. We don't need all this government. We don't need all this military spending to destroy countries and kill innocent people throughout the world. We don't need it. No one is stupid enough to come and try to mess with America across the Pacific or Atlantic Ocean. And Mexico and Canada will not bug us either, right? We can the government become smaller and taxing on imports and tax things like maybe extraction of oil, perhaps, taxing the banks, you know, oil, stuff like that. Those things can run the federal government and get back to its constitutionally limited powers that the founding fathers intended to be. That's what we are working towards. And at the same time, take back the government's power to coin money and regulate the value of it. Instead of the banks making money out of thin air, which is basically a practically legalized counterfeiting that the Congress allows them to do, the big banks, Chase, Citi, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, they do it legally. They're allowed to do it. They own the government. The government does that. And we don't have to borrow money from the banks to buy homes, to buy cars, to grow our business. Neither does the government have to do that. But we all do it now. And with that, folks, we'll return America to peace and prosperity. Because we returned America to we the people once again. And with Donald Trump right now as president, folks, that process has already begun. We're just going to finish it. It's a continuation. We have someone at the top doing it. Now at the bottom, we're going to be coming up the ranks from both ends and clean out the corrupt swamp of Washington, D.C. So with that, folks, I'm going to be glad now to take your questions about this issue. Any of the issues, remember, if you haven't been to our YouTube channel, there's a lot of stuff on there. Our weekly calls, you can get to them under our website at our livefreedom.org. Go to weekly calls. Click on that. You're going to see down there a link to all the previous calls we've done over the many long time. And find the topic subject that you're interested in. You want to hear. Listen to that, folks. Educate yourself. And remember, share that with your friends. Share it with your family members like you want to. Don't keep it to yourself, folks. Don't be greedy. Don't be selfish. Get out. If they don't listen to you, so what? Give it to the next person. Next person. Send it to your Facebook friends. Yeah, friends on, you know, Facebook, Twitter, you know, whatever the social email group. Get it out. Get our flyers out there. We'll send it out to you. See if Joe Bannister. We'll mail them out to you. Hand it to somebody. You never know. The next person you speak about all this stuff is not the one that says, oh, I'm not interested. I'm too busy. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. I don't want to hear it. He's going to say, wow, really? Man, I kind of heard about this kind of stuff. I'm going to learn more. Tell me more about it. You never know, folks. Just do not give up on other people, because someone did not give up on you and provide this information to you and give you a chance. Take the red pill of truth and free yourself. So share that with other people, folks. To ask your question, folks, press 1 on your telephone keypad. That will let me know that you have a question. Now we'll call on you one at a time. We have a call from area code 831 right now, followed by a call from area code 551 with a question. Let's go to the caller from area code 831, and please give me your first name for your privacy, only your first name. Tell me if you have Freedom Law School's Freedom Education Package that's mailed out to you for free. And then go ahead and ask your question, my friend. Call from Erica 831. You are live with Freedom Law School.
Yes, good afternoon. Hi, this is Rod out in California. And anyway, I didn't know if I didn't come in at the beginning of the call, but I didn't know if you were talking about a specific topic. Questions restricted to the specific topic that you were covering. Mine had to do with actually tickets. Is that a topic that we can touch on briefly?
Sure. Listen, even though Freedom Law School talks about income tax issue the most, but Freedom Law School is about freedom in all areas, fighting government corruption. So I filed traffic tickets in the mid-1990s, okay? So I got a lot of experience in that area, especially in the International Communist Republic of Mexicania, where you live at, formerly the Golden State. So anything,
yes.
Bureaucrats, the zoning officials, government employees of any kind who are corrupt, trying to hurt you, take your money, your rights away, I'm here to help you understand the law and your rights and help you win, my friend. So what is your question? By the way, did you have our free education package, Rob?
Yes, I want to mention that I do have a practical road to freedom that I'm chewing on. I'm kind of I'm moving with it kind of slowly. So anyway, I appreciate your words of exhortation and admonishment to us to get our butts in gear. So thank you. I did want to mention about a ticket or some kind of notice that. On our car, we were over at West Valley College over there in Silicon Valley for a speaking event, and we pulled into the parking lot there and parked with other cars around. There wasn't the parking lot wasn't real full, but there were other cars there. There wasn't any marked indicator that it was actually paid parking at West Valley College there in that section. We didn't see any obvious signs or any machinery to process any ticket purchase payment. So when we came out of the speaking engagement, there was a notice on the window of the car notifying that time had elapsed for parking there, which was over 2 hours. And they wanted to charge $34 for that on the receipt of the notice. I did notice before we pulled out of the parking lot that there was three or four other cars that were attending the same event that fell prey to the same consequence of I think, honestly, not being aware that they were actually supposed to pay to park there because there wasn't any obvious markation or any processing way to do that that was readily visible. So I wanted to ask about that. In addition, we were traveling on the way back down from Sacramento Valley. They've got some lanes on 680. The marquee said carpool, two people. Carpool is two people. They have the lit up signs periodically that said all welcome. I didn't know what that meant, but I'm used to driving in the carpool lane with two or more people. And then they said that there's a charge for using that lane. So apparently, electronically, they sent a notification for some money owed because of traveling in that lane. So it's kind of a little bit of a curiosity with the commuter lane or whatever they're calling it now, the toll lane, because they haven't really fully integrated it, and based on the signs that we were looking at, it seemed that
Hold on, my friend. You're going to two questions now. Let me get your first question answered first, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You talk about a $34 parking ticket, okay? You live in 831 area code, Silicon Valley area, which has the highest cost of housing in America, you know, which that's the number one reason for California, you know, Mexicania, where you live, having the highest poverty rate in the country is because of high housing costs, which everybody who does business with you has to factor in into what they charge you, your plumber, your dentist, okay, your restauranter. So everything costs more there.
Yeah.
And and also high tax, of course, because they got to support all the illegal aliens that want to come in because they vote communist eventually. For the freebies and giveaway, the community gives them out of your pocket. And you worry about a $34 ticket. Now, listen, now some people might say, I'm being tough, but listen, you know, if you give your time to go fight it, is worth more than that. Okay? Now, if you want, you can fight it. You can go, they'll tell you the pro on the ticket in the back of it. You got to protest it, challenge it, go there, tell them there was no sign, take some pictures of the place, you can go picture of the place that there was no sign there, several pictures, go over that hearing and say, hey, you know, I don't owe you $34. You can do that. If you're not working right now, fine, go do that. And you may want to do it for fun, just to learn how the system works a little bit. Get a little, you know, excitement and fun, you beat them. But I think my bigger advice to you, my friend, is don't mess with the small stuff so much. Focus on the big stuff.
Yeah.
You know, when I'll tell you, back in 1995 I got a fixed ticket for my car. A light was out, something small. And I could have gone, I went to court, and you could have just pay a $5 fee and fix it, be done over with it. But I wanted to challenge the system and practice law, learn by, you know, going to court system what it's like, by deliberately not getting that thing fixed, go before the judge and test out my theories. You know, like you see in my level one course, I challenge the trash tickets because they're not based upon a verified, sworn affidavit of anybody. They're not brought by prosecutors as they're supposed to be. So I want to do that. And so I did that for that reason. It was specifically for the reason I want to learn how the system works, go through it, go in that courtroom, get some confidence. You get the system from inside, being a part of it. You know, I was part of the court system sometimes before because I used to be a Persian language interpreter for the courts here and there. But I just really want to get into that thing. That's why I did that. Now, if you want to go into this thing with that attitude, I'm going to have some fun and learn, that's fine. I encourage you to do that. But I also want to let you know that if that's not your motivation, focus on learning the bigger stuff right now. After being in the Great Depression for about 10 years, from 07 to 06, end of 16, we started. Now, another boom in economy. It goes up and down. For another you know, 6 to 9 years, we have some good years. It's going to go down again. Now's the time to go, you know, make some money. Just save, save some money and focus on income tax and big issues. If you want to do this thing, just go have some fun. Now, on your other ticket situation you mentioned, again, if they did not post a sign to do those things, get your pictures of the look of the situation. If you have witnesses, have them take time off from work, go to court with you, follow the procedures in there, and bring it up there, you know, and beat that thing. You could do that. You know, you don't, you sound like from what you described, you can beat them, you know, in so many ways easily. So go do it and have some fun.
And okay, focus on bigger. Okay. Thank you for the response.
You welcome. And then let me suggest, you know, get out of the International Communist Republic of Mexicania. You know, come to Florida, Central Florida, Northern Florida, Texas, even Nevada, okay, is better than there. Why are you still staying there in poverty in that place where you still have to fight $34?
Yeah, I hear you. Thanks for the reminder. Thank you.
You're welcome, my friend. I just want the best for you, and you have alternative, my friend. You have choices. You know, I'm so glad I got to Mexicania when I did, folks. I tell you, you know, I mean, I knew things were bad, but I didn't realize how bad it was until I got out. You know, Florida is the lowest tax state in the country, by the way, besides Alaska. Alaska is the lowest because they get so much oil revenue and they pay royalties to the state of Alaska that they pay everybody who lives in Alaska, I think, $1,000 or $2,000 per citizen. You know, so that's why they're low taxes in Alaska. But other than that, Florida is a place to be, but not Miami, South Florida, Central or North Florida. So that's another tip I got for you, my friend. So thank you. And I hope you a great future, my friend. And let us know how your success eventually happens. We'll love to hear your success story, Rod, winning, you know, against these tyrants and crooks out there. Let's go to another call we have right now from area code 551. And what's your first name, my friend?
Yes. Good evening, Mr. Motahele.
Paymon. Yes.
Paymon, my name is Ralph. I'm from the Northeast, and I spoke to a young lady today at your office, and she's setting me up with the Free Freedom Package, and I am going to be committed to at least starting at the basic level within a few within a few weeks. I spoke to her earlier, and so hopefully I can get started. My question for you this evening, I had spoken briefly. You gave me time about maybe a month and a half ago, and I do appreciate that. Speaking of civil servants, I am a civil servant, and I'm nearing the end
with
of...
County, or federal? With who?
County.
Okay, got it.
And... I'm at, you know, the end of my my career, but I you know, and I kind of woke up thanks to a Marine about 13 years ago. I saw the light, but I've been frustrated because of my situation being, subjugated to, you know, the jurisdiction that I'm in because of my my employment. But the question again, my question rather is, I have a child. And my child, my wife and I decided that we were going to advise the hospital when we had the child. We advised them that we did not want the child's birth to be in the public record. Months have passed, and it's kind of, I hate to say, catching up with me, where in my employer, who's really not the issue, but the health, the health care that the employer uses through the state state civil service employee. I'm a little tongue twisted here because I've never really been put on the spot calling live before, so be a little if you could have a little patience with me, see if I could untwist this. The state health benefits that I get for myself and for my family, they've been every month or so now, they've been asking me, and now they're requesting me that I give them a birth certificate, which I do not want to give, or a social security number. And I'm a bit at a pinch now because I've waited, and it's funny that you're saying to your listeners tonight, the procrastinating of not getting this package of yours initially. Now, again, I find myself in a pinch, and I've been told that I have to write the state as of today. I spoke to one of the employees and a few supervisors, and of course, I understand it's not they're doing. They're more, going through the motions, and they're just basically telling me the same thing that my child's going to be dropped from the healthcare if I don't give him this social security number. I had previously given them what they requested, which was why. Can I not give them? I told them it was because of Article 1 and Article 9 of the Constitution, and revelations and.
Hold on. Let me hold you, my friend. You told me enough, and I know you called earlier, asked your question. Bottom line is, I understand you don't want your child to be in the corrupt system. You do not want to give your child a slave surveillance number, misnamed social security number. By the way, folks, if you go online, every one of you, look up this law, okay? Type 42 on your internet browser, 42 space USC space 666. Got it? 42 USC 666. And click on that.
Okay.
And the copy of the law will come up. And you see, usually corner law comes first. Put your mouse on that and right-click on that. Oh, by you see also an article, a website called themarkofthebeast.com. You can go down to that. Go to themarkofthebeast.com, okay, the link that shows up there. And they'll explain to you right there how, right in front of your eyes, they're using 666. The Bible talks about the New Testament, that they want the social security number, any application for a driver's license, occupational license, stuff like that. They want to get you numbered like a slave under a satanic new world order. Okay, it's right there, right in front of you, under the Zionist satanic 666. The Star David, by the way, is a 666. They talk about six stars, six triangles, six angles, six sides. There it is. You see 666 in front of you. You never knew it. Okay. So you can, the link to the law is right there too. So I understand that you don't want your child to be part of that. So you've done the right thing by not getting your children a number. I've got none of my children a slave surveillance number. Okay. Now, however, I think your birth certificate is a different story. Okay. In my opinion, there's nothing wrong with getting your child a birth certificate with the county. They do not sell it to the U.S. Department of Commerce, as some patriots claim, that they use that to now create a straw man of you and capture your labor and monetize your labor through that straw man they created because they got your straw man with that birth certificate that was sold to the Department of Commerce. All a bunch of other nonsense, okay, or other things like that. It's okay to have a number, okay? And so, and I'm sorry, it's okay to have the birth certificate, I'm going to say, sorry, the birth certificate. And then, because you got something that, shows that, she's American, didn't just come across the border from Mexico, for example, okay? Later on, for example, you may want to get a U.S. passport for to travel internationally. Well, something got to show that she's American. What do you got to show? She was born in America, right?
Well,
Back in the old days, maybe 200 years ago, in 1818, times of Thomas Jefferson, you know, you could have had, you know, somebody saying you're an American, that would be good enough. But nowadays, you need something to show you're America. I would say you want to get the passport for that. You know, you want to get that birth certificate. So get that for your child. As far as your company asking for the number, tell them no. There's no law requiring your child to have a slave surveillance number. And the Freedom Law Students course that you're getting, which is called A Practical Road to Freedom from Oppressive Taxation and Control Level 1. You're getting this for $300 plus $20 shipping. It's 9 classes in there, and in class 9, I specifically go over this issue for close to an hour, and I give you photocopies of letters from the IRS and Social Security that there's no law requiring you to have a number, and give that to your employer. Say, here it is. In fact, if you go to Social Security's website, they will tell you that nobody has your number. Okay? That's what you got to do. So your employer has to provide you by the contract and your family member that insurance with a number or not. Okay?
Mr. Payman, if you allow me, I really appreciate what you're telling me. I really do. However, I just don't it just doesn't feel in my gut that I should get the birth certificate, and I'll tell you why, because the document when my child left the hospital, I understand that are suffice. Those are legal documents. His, you know, the child's footprints and the handprints and the dates that were you know, and the doctor that delivered the child. So my understanding is that those documents should suffice to get a passport and et cetera. You know, I mean, again, I do appreciate the advice. I just I don't know why I don't even feel comfortable getting that, you know. But I'll take your advice, you know, definitely in consideration. I also wanted to ask you, if you allow me, as a civil servant, once I'm retired, Will I still be subjugated to the jurisdiction of the federal government? Can I remove my SSN from their files?
Once you don't work for the federal government, you're no longer under their jurisdiction as an employee. That's all. You're under jurisdiction of them, just like any other private sector individual.
And again, I'm sorry if I'm interrupting. I have so many. I mean, I was hearing you, and I was thinking about you know, I did a couple of months ago look up your name and hear how you were talking about the Miss Jackson who had been imprisoned by the IRS. And I mean, I'm not going to get into that today because I know you got so many other probably callers. But I really do, you know, appreciate, man, that you've lived. You've definitely had the courage to live. I couldn't do it. Maybe one day, you know, I'll have the courage. But as of right now, I'm subjugated to the jurisdiction I'm in. But I wanted to, you know, I have to write this letter now to the state, and I wanted to, again, the federal SSN is a federal ID number. So the state asking me. Requiring me to get an SSN number, isn't that out of their jurisdiction? They shouldn't require
jurisdiction. No. Stop. Okay, listen, you need to watch the news a little bit more. Okay? Government is one thing what they should do, what they should not do in theory, but in practice. It's about power, my friend. We got to stop being naive as Americans. It's about power. Look, the FBI, the CIA, the U.S. Department of Justice, over the decades, have hurt hundreds of thousands of people, millions, innocent. They framed them. They got the enemies in jail. by doing what they're doing to Donald Trump. How do you think they got the arrogance to go after the presidential candidate and the president, Donald Trump? Because they practiced it, okay? They practiced it. For decades, these crooks have the levers of most trusted, powerful parts of government. These guys got away with railroading and hurting people. Who's going to put the investigators in jail, FBI? Who's going to put the lawyers of the investigators, U.S. Department of Injustice, in jail? Who's going to put the spies and CIA in jail? Imagine spies, the investigators and prosecutors, lawyers, they all get together and gang up. They're above the law in practice by the collusion with themselves. And they did it to Donald Trump. They do it to all to the American people. Okay? So don't talk about all this stuff shouldn't be doing. Come on, they do all this stuff because they got the power, my friend.
You're spot on. You're spot on. You're spot on. My question again is how, when I write this letter to the state, you know, should I tell them that they're, you know, they're, you know, I got some, listen, I'm not trying to offend any lawyers out there, but I got some maxims of law, the Bourvier Dictionary of Law by John Bourvier, 1856.
No, you don't want to put, I know, so don't bother with that. Don't bother with Bouvier's second edition of law dictionary. I got one from 1830s. Don't bother with Black's Law first edition, which I got, second I got, fourth, third edition, and fourth edition I got those old law dictionaries definitions. They don't matter. They don't go by those anymore, unfortunately, okay? All that stuff you heard, the old definitions, don't matter. We live in the 21st century. The Constitution is still there. You've got to learn, focus the actual what to do, procedures, okay? Not just fundamental theory to live free.
All right.
Okay.
Mr. Payman, thank you for your time. God bless, and hopefully we'll talk again.
You're welcome, my friend. That level one course that you get from Freedom Law School, we answer a lot of your questions, my friend. So go listen to that, Ralph, that course. Specifically jump to the last three CDs, which we'll talk about the Social Security number issue. Okay. And again, let me suggest, birth certificate is not a big deal. You know, look, you know, eventually you're going to want your child is going to want to get a driver's license, okay, a passport. Well, now you can get a driver's license without a slave surveillance number. But now you don't have a birth certificate. You just made that challenge five times bigger. You got to have something from the government to show that you're an American. Just anyhow, sooner or later, somebody. You may want to go to court, get a court adjudicate that. You can do that. You can sue the court. Hey, judge, I want you to issue an order that this daughter of mine, son of mine, is American. You can do that. Get all the work done, and the judge will give you something in the nature of a birth certificate. You could say that. Take that judge's order all around town with you to prove that your child is a citizen. But still, you have something from some government authority to show your child is a citizen of America. I'm sorry. It's not America of 1800. Okay? It's not in that way. You know, realistically. It's not, you know, England in 1500 AD or 600 AD. You know, before printing press was, you know, invented. You know? The reality is you need something, and that birth certificate is the most innocuous, harmless document that the county will give you just like that, okay? So do that, my friend, and thank you for your questions, Ralph. Folks, if anybody else has a question, all you have to do is to push 1 on your telephone keypad, and I'll be happy to answer your question now. Otherwise, I will end the call and look forward to being with you again next Thursday night. Since we have no more anybody with any more questions tonight, I want to thank you for being with me. And again, check out our different commerce calls we have available to help educate you to live free. And folks, remember, freedom starts in your heart. It's not up to the judges, the politicians, anybody in government to restore freedom. It starts with you. Once it dies there, nobody could do anything about it. Keep that spirit of freedom alive and burning in your heart. With that, you take action, educate yourself, and we can, with that, have you be free. We can all be free and return America to freedom, peace, and prosperity like America was meant to be. Thank you, and good night.